From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. More than a year after a frightening deck collapse that sent dozens of restaurant patrons spilling into Biscayne Bay, a legendary Miami bar is back in business, and according to its owners, a much safer place. Last summer, the deck at Shuckers Bar and Grill in North Bay Village collapsed into the water while customers watched a Miami Heat game. Since then, there have been significant upgrades to the restaurant, including a new concrete-reinforced deck. Connie Leon Krebs is the mayor of North Bay Village. She says the city and restaurant worked together to ensure a safe and timely reopening.
It was going through the building department, all the permits, working with the contractors, with the engineers, so on and so forth, trying to help them so that it wouldn't be more than a year that they were out of business.
City building inspectors concluded that the main culprit in the collapse was a rusted steel reinforcing bar that caused tons of concrete attached to the wooden deck to tear from the wall. 24 people were taken to area hospitals after the collapse last year, which sparked dozens of lawsuits. Some of those lawsuits have been settled for tens of thousands of dollars. Others are pending. A Florida appeals court will not overturn a judge's order that is blocking a Florida Keys gay couple from getting married. The Miami-based 3rd District Court of Appeal refused to invalidate a Monroe County judge's decision preventing a wedding for Aaron Huntsman and William Lee Jones, as well as other gay couples. And remember that tropical depression in the Atlantic we told you about earlier this week? Well, hurricane forecasters in Miami say it's now weakened to a tropical wave as it approaches the Lesser Antilles. Its maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour. Forecasters say the storm is likely to move westward and weaken still further. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.